Welcome back from the break. Listen, it's political season, right? We have elections this year, right? Everybody's thinking about that, and it won't be long. Well, one of the elections that we are following, one of the races is for Volusia County Sheriff. So if you are getting this and you're outside of Volusia County, well, listen anyway, it'll be interesting. So we have in the studio with us special guest Wendell Bradford, who is running for Volusia County Sheriff. The website is bradfordforvolusiasheriff.com. Welcome, Mr. Bradford.
Thank you very much, David, and thank you for having me here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I wanted to have you on because I think that so many of our listeners and voters are tuned in this year because there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, this is a big election year, of course, with the presidency that seems to spark everybody's interest in elections. But we all have to look at, and I remind our listeners, I know it's a financial show, but politics and money go together. Yes. And of course, state budgets, city budgets, county sheriff's department, all of these things are costs that we as taxpayers want to be aware of. So here you are. So tell us a little bit about your background and why you're running for office.
Well, thank you. I ran in 2000, and I came in fifth place, and I ran with a high school diploma. And when I lost the primary, I went back to school and received my bachelor's in business administration.
Good for you.
And my master's in strategic leadership. I have 22 years, just shy of 22 years, with the Seminole County Sheriff's Office. I have 6 years United States Field Military Police Reserve experience, 3 years in New York City, and 3 years at the 351st Military Police Unit in Ocala. And the reason that I'm running is because it's time for some new leadership here in Volusia County. The same issues I spoke about back in 2000 are the same issues I'm speaking about here today. We've had the same leadership for 42 years, basically, because he retired after 30 and was sheriff for 12. And he's running it the same way. We need to change the cronyism, get cronyism out of the sheriff's office and start providing services to everyone equally and fairly. And I have a lot of numbers here for you.
Well, before you get into it, for those of us that don't know what cronyism is, you know, so often that's used in the political discussion. Tell people what you mean by that.
Well, when you hire for friendship, you hire for family.
Favoritism.
It's favoritism, okay. The good old boy way of doing things. And that's what we need to change. And if you look at the Volusia County Sheriff's Office, it's a lot of cronyism throughout Volusia County. And that's what we need to change. And that's what the people are tired of. Justice is supposed to be blind. It's supposed to be blind. And here it is not. It's special favors for special people, the ones that can provide certain things, and other areas are not benefiting from it. And we need to change that.
All right. And you shared before you did that, you've been a student of this, the budgeting and the numbers. And you said before we started the program, David, I've got a stack. So talk about some of the things. I know you want to get into some specifics. What are some of the areas that of particular that concern you as it relates to the finances of the county sheriff department?
Well, we have been eliminating programs within the Volusia County Sheriff's Office that is essential to the citizens and the children who are our future. And such as, let's look at crossing guards. Let's look at the fact that we, since the current administration has been in office, they eliminated 73 positions of crossing guards here in Volusia County. We've had what? We've had 28 kids struck by cars last year and two died just this year alone. What, 18 days in the school term? We have 6 kids struck by cars. School resource program. It was eliminated. At one point, we forced the school system to come up with $2.5 million.
That's having police in the school system.
That's correct.
In the school.
In the schools.
Okay.
Had to come up with $2.5 million to pay for 14 deputy sheriffs, which to cover 26 high schools and middle schools. We should be having those deputies patrolling the school zones in the area. We should be having our motor deputies out in the school zone instead of sitting, and this is a major complaint from people. We see them sitting in neighborhoods doing school time when they should be in the school zones. I mean, we need to change, look at our priorities and change it and go back to what we are here for. And that is serving and protecting our citizens.
To protect and serve.
There it
is.
That's
what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
Well, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, Wendell Bradford is in the studio with us today. He's running for Volusia County Sheriff. The website is bradfordforvolusiasheriff.com. Take a quick break and we'll come right back. Stay right there.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market?
How can you tell?
It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back, and we're having a spirited discussion with Wendell Bradford, who is running for Volusia County Sheriff. Bradford for VolusiaSheriff.com. I've been to your site. It's good. It's got a lot of good information out there. I think it gives people a real quick and clear picture of what you're trying to bring to the forefront of this conversation and this discussion of the things that you see. And I know before the break, we talked about getting into some numbers. Well, I see a spreadsheet there. You're not going to make me hear all that, are
you? No, I'm not. Actually, I'm going to give it to you, let you look at it later on.
All right. Well, so give us some of the key things that, some of the numbers that you look at that are, what give you pause?
The waste of money. Here in the last 3 years alone, we are wasting millions and millions of dollars in overtime. And here's just some numbers of about 18 Volusia County employees that are making, they're doubling their salary. Some are almost, is a little bit more than doubling their salaries in 7 months. The Volusia County Sheriff's Office is spending millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of hours a year in overtime of our money that could be used somewhere else. And then when you ask, why are you not hiring people? Since they can't find qualified people. Well, wait a minute. Is that not what we have testing for? Is that not what we go out and we do research and have job fairs and try to bring people in? And that's not what's happening. Here's just some numbers from there. In 2009, the Communications Center spent 47,000 hours in overtime. In 2010, 50,490 hours in overtime. And just this quarter alone, just the beginning of 2011, the first quarter, 12,888 hours just in the comm center.
So you've got regular employees who are, you know, in the sheriff's department, and they get their regular salary. And then in addition to that, they're working this extra time. And that's additional expenditure that, of course, is at time and a half, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
They're working about 70 hours a week in time, in overtime. And when you look at those numbers, you're going to say, wow. I mean, you're talking about a person that regular salary is $40,000. They're making $109,000 a year. And that's just within this first 7 months. And, you know, we talk about, well, I'm looking at the budget. They talk about the helicopters. You know, we spend money on helicopters here. And it says that the helicopters, well, it's not supposed to be costing us anything. But here I find in the budget in 2009, they spent $3,718,000 on a bond to cover those expenses. Well, it's not supposed to be coming from us. And then when you look at the budget, you say, wait a minute, if Halifax is helping us pay for the helicopter, where is it in the budget? See, that's another issue I have. There's no transparency at the sheriff's office. And you look at the budget and you look at other budgets and you go, wow, what a difference. You know, Manatee County, Seminole County, Orange County, they all show you exactly where their money's going. You look at Volusia County, no.
So it's not detailed enough.
It's not detailed enough. It won't show you. That's why a lot of times I get information from the website or from minutes that the sheriff's office, when they have their meetings, I have people within the agency that believe in my leadership and basically want me to become the next sheriff, and they supply me with stuff, with information, with budgets and minutes and stuff. So, you know, I look, this is how I get the information, because I'm not going to get it from, you know, from the sheriff. He's not going to provide me with that information. And there's no transparency. We need, and I want to reiterate that, no transparency.
Well, I, you know, I think most people agree that one thing that we need in government, city, county, state, national, is accountability and transparency.
Yes, we do. I mean, I spoke earlier about the 73 crossing guards in 2011. It says that basically, and this is in the budget, this meets the county council's goal to get rid of them. Wait a minute. Isn't our kids our future? We need to do something for them. You know, and I don't think that they're doing enough to provide services to the people. Justice is supposed to be blind, and it's supposed to be disseminated equally and fairly. And I've been living here since 1993. where I raised my two girls, where they graduated from Deltona High, University High, and I don't see where justice is being disseminated equally. You know, let's look a little bit about the budget, and then I'll go a little bit into some other programs like community policing. Volusia County is a reactive county instead of a proactive county, and we need to make those changes.
Let's take a quick break. We have Wendell Bradford in the studio with us. He's passionate about what he's doing here, and he's running for Volusia County Sheriff. Bradford for VolusiaSheriff.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back and get into some other points that Mr. Bradford would like to talk about, so stay right there.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Wendell Bradford's in the studio with us. Bradford for VolusiaSheriff.com, because he's running for sheriff. So I want to go to a couple of things. Before we do anything else on the budget you want to hit before we talk about some of the other issues?
Real quickly, I just want to let them know that since 2002, we've had a 208% increase in administrative staff at the Volusia County Sheriff's Office. In 2002-2003, we had 78 administrative staff, and here today, we have 240. We only had 30 deputies, according to the records. We only hired 30 deputies on the road. But I want to let you know that the call increase from 2000 was 192,438 answered calls by Volusia County deputies. And here today, they're projecting this year it'll be 305,651.
That's a lot of calls.
Double. And only 30 deputies, but we hired multiple administrative staff. I got issues with that. We must look at the priorities. And with the money that we're saving, we're going to implement programs such as JUMP, Juveniles Utilizing Maximum Potential, which is a juvenile boot camp program that's geared towards first and second time juvenile offenders. With this program, it's also geared towards the family members, because it's not just the kids that's being affected by it, it is the family members. So we will get the social environment that's in Volusia County. We will look at the kids and the family's biographical information, and we'll have those social workers come in and speak with the parents of the kids, of the children, while the children are in the other room learning about integrity, doing the right thing, peer pressure, gangs, and certain things like that. Also, let's look at our crimes against seniors. We had a crimes against seniors program here in Volusia County, but it was cut. So we have the crimes against seniors program, the elderly programs are being run by the burglary investigators in the districts. You know, you talk about fraud. There's fraud going on every 5-10 minutes, and they must know that there's somebody out there that's going to help them. You hear about in the cities all the time about they're having this and they're having this and they're arresting this person, they're arresting that person. But what do you hear in the unincorporated? You're not hearing as much. You know, the drug issues. I went to many cities walking with family members, with people who are complaining about that nothing's being done here in Volusia County. And I walked. I witnessed the prostitution. I witnessed the drugs being sold. I witnessed the kids walking up and down the street trying to intimidate people, the gangs. You know, we need to change our priorities and start working for the people. The Constitution says that we, the people, are the government. And when a government person sits too long in one seat, he becomes stagnant. And he forgets what the main purpose he's here for. And that's what I believe is happening in Volusia County.
Well, I think everybody would agree. Anybody would agree. You got to get a handle on the gangs and the violence. And, you know, you also mentioned one of the things I thought was very interesting is enforcing the school truancy laws.
Oh,
you know, it's truancy. Whenever you say truancy, it's an archaic word from 50 years ago, but we still have those laws, right?
Yes. And if you drive down the street anytime during the daytime, you'll see kids walking down the street and law enforcement does nothing. We need to partner with the school system and build a truancy center where we can pick these children up and bring them to the center where they're not wandering the street. If you call around to any law enforcement agency outside Volusia County and ask them, when they started a truancy center, how much did crime reduce?
Because if they're in school, they're not out committing crimes.
That's correct. They're not committing burglaries and thefts.
What about the teen diversion program? What is your idea there?
Well, that's just like the juvenile boot camp that I spoke about. Okay. That's the JUMP program. Okay. And right now, Volusia County has what they call the PAY program, Prosecution Alternative for Youth program. And that's been around for a long time. We need to give them some other alternatives. A lot of these kids think that program's a joke. They really do. So we need to make it a little harder. We need to get them out there picking up trash from the street, painting graffiti off the walls. We need to give them other things to show them that for every action, there is a reaction and there's a consequence. And here's the consequences of your action.
Here's a paintbrush.
You got it.
All right. Well, that'll get their attention. Well, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back. Wendell Bradford's in our studio running for Volusia County Sheriff. Bradford for VolusiaSheriff.com. Stay right there.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
And we're back. Wendell Bradford's in the studio with me, running for Volusia County Sheriff, Bradford for VolusiaSheriff.com. And, you know, one of the things we talked about, Wendell, before the break that's really important to me. In fact, I showed you before we started, I wrote a book about it, How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams. That's in my Confessions of a Financial Planner book series. and you'll be getting a copy of that. But it's real important to me. And I think all of us, you know, need to look out for each other, but also for those that may be more susceptible to financial crime. And, you know, as people get older, of course, there's challenges that people don't have the capacity or what, as people get on the, you know, on the back nine of life, so to speak. But it's the people that are older that maybe are retired that are targets because they have money.
Yes.
You know, because by the time you retire, if you're going to accumulate money, that's probably when you will have done it by, you know, compare a 20-year-old and a 60-year-old. So what are some of the things we can do to really raise the awareness? Because I think that's the big issue, is to raise the awareness. That's why I wrote the book. What can we do at the Sheriff's Department to bring this more up and make more of a ongoing education? Because I think a lot of this is education. You know, there's no such thing as a free lunch, so to speak.
That's correct. Here's what I feel. I feel we need a dedicated unit to serve the senior citizens of Volusia County. And this dedicated unit will look at or further investigate the initial report. So when a deputy sheriff goes out, because they're not properly trained in crimes against seniors, you know, person over 65 being abused by family members.
Happens they don't, all the time.
They don't have the time to do it. We need the dedicated people. And we have COPs that don't want to ride in the cars. They want to help out inside. We have reserve units, auxiliary people that want to go in and help us. We have civilians that's in the neighborhoods that want to come out and help us. We can put 2-3 full-time people in this position and get part-time, get some of the kids from college, get the COPs coming in to help, and we can change the way our seniors are being victimized. Our seniors are the ones that got us here today.
Amen.
Okay? And now they're being victimized, and in Volusia County, we don't have the proper law enforcement guidance to take care of it. And I'm sorry to say that. We have some great men and women serving here in Volusia County, but I think the leadership is moving in the wrong direction.
Well, it's a specialty thing. I think that's really the key point you're making, is it's a specialty area, and I would agree with that. And we've dealt with it at my firm, where our financial planning clients have been almost the victim or having their identity stolen.
Yes.
So I would applaud that effort. And if you are elected, you let me know to talk about it, and we'll discuss ways that we can contribute, because this is a specialty area: identity theft, scams. You know, people just, they want to believe in that other person that, you know, and we've all heard it, the phone calls that you've won the lottery, you've got your long lost prince from Nigeria that wants to wire you money. I mean, all that nonsense, but a lot of it is education. And
That's
that
correct.
Education really has to be, I think, focused on with that specialty.
Yes.
I like the idea of that specialty unit because it is a serious issue. It happens. Read about it in the paper literally almost every day.
Well, when you look at the specialty, when you look at the education, what really is that? That's communication. We must communicate better with our citizens, our businesses, and our visitors. And that's not what's happening right now. And I'm a big believer in communicating. We must be able to articulate with our deputy sheriffs, with our civilians, why they're here to do this job. And once we can do that, then they're going to say, wow, that is a good reason. And they'll be more apt to go out and do it freely.
And you mentioned the COP. That's a Citizens on Patrol?
Citizens on Patrol, yes.
All right, good. I'm glad I got that right. Now, is that something that is a through the sheriff's department or through the police departments individually?
It's through the sheriff's office and through the police department.
Okay, so
it's
like
they
a joint,
both have their own agency. But we also must, and I want to throw this in here, that the Volusia County Sheriff's Office has eliminated the Explorer program, which I think was a big tragedy. That is a program geared towards showing the kids about how to be proper, how to have morals, about mentoring with the deputy sheriffs, with society. And when he eliminated that program, I think that was a big time tragedy. Once again, we must go back to our priorities. Our priorities are the people first and foremost.
Couldn't agree more. First, second, and third. Well, if you're just joining us, you missed a great program. Wendell Bradford's been with us. He's running for Volusia County Sheriff. Bradford for VolusiaSheriff.com. You can go to the website. A lot of good information there. You've
also
got
have Facebook.
Facebook as well. And then if you just joined the program today, our recording of this will be on our website. What, Lisa wins it up tomorrow, next day? Tomorrow, Lisa gets it up there the next day. So, well, Wendell, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for being on the program.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
You're welcome.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.